Coach, it was just one of those where I think probably from a standpoint you had energy the last few ball games, and you didn't start out with that energy tonight, and I think it kind of came back to haunt you. And Colby was a team that's coming off a seven-game losing streak and pretty hungry, and they really took it to you guys early tonight.
Yeah, they did. The first possession of the game, you know, kind of set the tone. We give up an offensive rebound. They get a put back. They've got the Vaughn kid, you know, he's good with the ball in his hand, and he's got breakdown ability, and he keeps people off balance. So we knew we needed to keep him in front of us so that they weren't able to, you know, get easy kickouts for threes. And then their zone movement was really good tonight. They kept overloading the side, and for whatever reason, we kind of struggled to find our matchups in it. So, we need to really take a closer look at what we're doing with our matchup zone, because obviously we weren't matched up, because they were catching the ball pretty clean and pretty wide open.
You look at it here, it really wasn't that it was Ryan Myers or even Peyton Wallmeyer that beat you guys. It was really their fourth and fifth players, Jacob Wetter and Jaron Rush. They were well over double their season average, and I think those were the main ones that really beat you guys tonight.
Yeah, the second half it seemed like they really got out and played in transition, either because we turned the ball over or a longer rebound or whatever, you know, it may have been. But they got out and played in transition pretty well. And when a team like that, you know, starts to feel that confidence, you know, they all feed off of it. And they made us pay the price for it tonight. It's a game where, you know, we want other, you know, scorers to have to beat us. Their role players surely did that.
I thought that early on as well, it was one of those deals where, do you think maybe you guys were maybe selling for the three too early?
Oh, absolutely. Without a question, we settled for the three. And, you know, we talked about that at halftime and in the timeout that, you know, it seemed like we had a couple good possessions. They got into the post, and the next four or five possessions were all, you know, chucking threes up there. And three-pointers are fine if the post guys – but understanding that if you don't score in a couple possessions, the ball has to go back down there. We did. We settled the late part of that first quarter. I thought we really settled for three.
And I know that was tough there, but there was a stretch there in the second quarter where I thought Blaine Cole played pretty good. He had 7 points in a row, and, you know, that it's we've seen flashes of that all season. That was a good effort there, and then you had Gus Hawkins, who really had a pretty good late first, early second for you guys as well.
Yeah, Gus is improving, you know, steadily each day. The thing about him is when he gets out on the perimeter, he's got to sit down in a stance, which is, you know, hard for a kid that's that size. And he kind of got beat off the bounce out there, but he played extremely physical and he was tough and, you know, got a couple warnings in there for, you know, being a little chippy with Peyton. But Blaine, you know, he did, they kind of sagged off of him and tempted him into shooting it. And, you know, there was a couple moments where he thought about it, you noticed, and then stepped back into it in rhythm, and I thought he made some pretty good decisions. But I thought as the game progressed, we just didn't work anything. We just tried to do it all on our own. You know, we everybody kept trying to do their own thing, and the ball kind of stuck there, and just a lot of mental errors tonight. And a very well, you know, played ball game by Colby.
Well, the nice thing is you can put them in your rearview mirror. You don't have to see number 13 or number 23 again, especially here. And now Tuesday night, you head up to Goodland there, head out in Mountain Time Zone to take on the Cowboys. And this is a team that actually beat Colby a week ago, so you know that they have the capabilities. But you guys were able to kind of knock them off, especially in that fourth quarter last time out.
Yeah, it's going to take a, you know, much better effort than what we gave tonight. You know, we wanted to run our matchup zone against these guys because, you know, when they run so many sets against man, and if you're not ready for them, I just thought tonight we hugged way too many people, you know, being in help defense, helping our teammate out when he gets screened. I thought we did a pretty poor job of that. And those are things that are just, I mean, they're just little mental errors. You'd get caught sleeping, you know, when you're supposed to be in help, and all of a sudden your man sets a screen and, you know, they get a layup, or they set a fade screen or a ball screen or whatever it is, and the switch isn't nearly as quick as it's supposed to be. So just a lot of little errors that could have easily been fixed tonight, but, you know, they made us pay for not.
Well, you get a couple more games left here in this regular season and have an opportunity get a couple wins as well. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.